RTMA Mobile.
For ZLK Mobile, good afternoon.
This is KZ4TMA Mobile. Come back to me with that call sign, please.
This is November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and I believe you're Simon, is that correct?
This is N4ZLK. I like the word Z more than Z. I used to live in the UK, so for a little while there, I had the habit of saying Z instead of Z. And yes, Simon, thanks very much. Shane, good to be in touch with you.
I've heard you. I understand you're a fairly new ham, so welcome to the hobby. I wanted to ask you, is your call a vanity call? Because I haven't heard a KZ4 yet. So I was wondering where that came from.
Shane, you're right, pretty new ham. Sounds like you've heard me on here. You've probably heard me testing new equipment, so I feel badly for how I've tied up the repeater lately, just trying to figure out if I had my installation right. But yeah, just got my license about two or three months ago, then had a busy couple weeks with work, and family actually caught COVID right at the end of things here, so it hadn't been until now that I've been able to get on the air a little bit. And that's right, vanity call sign. So I was actually assigned a KO4, Kilo Oscar 4 call sign, and then very quickly changed it to this vanity one. But you're right, we are not at the point where people are getting assigned KZ call signs yet. I think we're still in the KO phase right now.
Yeah, I heard it a few weeks ago, and then I heard you the last couple days. And I kind of figured that's what it was. I didn't even realize there were any of those out there to even get, but I like it anyway. And yeah, I used that. This was my father-in-law's call, and it's a vanity for me, and I just kind of changed it up a little bit. But also, my mother and everyone on her side is British, so she's always said Zed as I grew up. She said
Zed, Zebra, I get it. And instead of H, when we were in the UK, we'd say H, of course. Tell me where you are. So I'm reaching you from Greenville. I'm almost in downtown Greenville. I'm on the south side of downtown Greenville. I'm eager to hear how I'm hitting the repeater, if I sound okay to you, and eager to hear where you're reaching the repeater from.
Just outside of Piedmont on Highway 20, headed back towards Greenville, and I was down in a hole, but I picked you up on input the other day. You were in downtown Greenville, and I was on 85. I'm not sure how much power you're putting out, but you got a good signal. You're getting out.
That's good to hear. I'm on this little Yaesu FT7900, and it can put out 50 watts on VHF. And then I just recently changed it down to one of its lower settings. I think I'm putting out. I need to check my manual, but I'm on what's called the mid range, and I think that's about 20 watts, maybe 25. Yeah, here it is. Actually, I'm looking at it. So I'm actually on 10 watts right now. So I'm pretty pleased. I'm about 23 miles from this repeater, and you know, I'm surrounded by a good number of buildings. So for 10 watts, I'm pretty pleased. I'll probably bump it back up to 25 or 50 just to make sure I don't run into trouble. But yeah, I'm pleased. I'm really glad to hear it's coming through for it pretty well for you.
Places around here, you won't need much more than that. I'm running in my work vehicle here. It's a Kenwood 281. Low power is 15 watts, but I run a Yaesu 7900 in my personal vehicle, and low power of 5 watts, and that's usually what I keep it on. I bump it up every once in a while if I'm happen to be talking while I'm in a low spot or something, but generally all the way around here you can get in with 5 watts if you've got a good 5/8 wave antenna.
Good to hear. Thank you. Listen, I'm sorry to be so quick. I'm actually already at my destination. This was just a quick errand. I'm actually running in here to get my COVID shot. I mentioned that my family got it about a month ago, but now it's time to get the shot, too. So I'm going to run in here so I don't lose my place in line. But thanks for responding. Good to make the connection. And I'll watch for you on the air sometime soon. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final, Shane. Thanks.
Good to talk to you. KZ4TMA from N4ZLK. Have a good day.
So 4HKX, monitoring.
KFW, good afternoon.
And how was your day?
It's even better now. What are you doing on the radio on a Friday?
Taking a break for a minute. My knee started bothering me, so I sat down for a minute here. Thought I'd give it a shout because I figured you was driving right now.
Hey.
We know everybody's schedule around.
Then.
How's everybody this morning?
Good, Ed. Ed and Andrew, Ed got done early, and Ed, he only stayed on a few more minutes, and then Andrew got there and left me by myself, but then there was another guy who got on, but his call sign is old, but he don't get on much because he don't have a radio in his car. I forget his name, but he was driving his dad's truck because his car tore up, and so he had a radio in it.
Cool. I talked to Andrew. He was on his way down to Atlanta with his wife earlier today.
He had to pick up his son, right?
Glad that's what he was doing. He was trying out his DMR stuff.
Okay, I'll have to get into that DMR stuff.
For making contact when you don't have any other choice, and it's easier to jump around from repeater to repeater, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's neat, but it's just like another form of communication. I mean, instead of 2 meters, it's just like 70 centimeters. You're just going through the internet instead of across the air.
You're going across the air. You know what I mean? Just like how they did it in the old days.
I get that. I do too. Like I said, it's fun to play with, just like Echo Link or anything like that. It's all the same premise. It's using the internet. We get to the point where that's what we're relying on, though, as a form of communication, and doing away with the RF portion of it. I don't even want to consider that.
Yeah, if the internet crashes, you're hosed, and that here, you know, you just worry about a thunderstorm or something to take you out.
Doing this traveling, I can take my hotspot and my little handheld radio with me, and I can stay in contact with anybody with a DMR radio back here and not have to change any settings or anything like that.
Is there much of a delay?
Not like it is with Echo Link to me. It seems a lot shorter than that.
Camaro and a Charger, I believe they're racing a little bit. The sensors are weaving in and out and right on each other's tail. What do you think?
Well, just be careful out there.
By me, though, for sure.
And, when we get done early, you have to come by and you can check out the little DMR and see what you think about it. Maybe you can talk to Andrew on it or Russell. Or Bill, one of those guys that's on here that has it.
Yesterday he was on with a couple of younger kids thinking about taking their ham test and that, and he was talking to Chad.
Yeah, there's been quite a few younger ones on here lately. Newer guys getting on here just like I was.
Younger kids. I started talking to him, but then there was somebody that obviously came over from 11 meters that didn't have a license that was just trying to mess everybody up.
Yeah, that playing the monkey cymbals.
Yeah.
The guy on here doing that on this frequency and then over on the Mount Mitchell repeater, the 190. Also, he was over there this morning causing problems.
Don't have
nothing
better to do.
It'd be nice if the people that regulate us would do something about it instead of just letting it happen.
Stay on there long enough for you to catch him.
When they do catch him, I hope they make an example out of him.
It probably just does it because he can't pass the test.
If I can pass the test, wouldn't anybody can do it. I mean, it's not that complicated. Just basic knowledge, really, of math and anything.
Way bypassed as anybody can do it.
You ever tried to convince Susan to get her license?
On her too hard. And then she talked a little bit on 11 meters back in the day, you know, with me and that. But, and she listens, and she enjoys listening, you know what I mean, when we're, like, she was listening when you were talking to us when we were going to the Mexican restaurant. You know, and she recognizes some of the people.
That's my wife. She's usually with me a lot of times when I'm talking on here. Like, she's sitting in the living room listening to us now.
I'm talking at the house. I usually have on my headphones so I don't disturb her.
She hadn't done it. She didn't know there was headphones for this radio.
You didn't hear that, Elise.
And she knows. I just like to give her a hard time.
On radio all day long there at school and that night. But I use one all day long here at my work, too.
Listen most all day when I'm in and out. I try to help everybody out that I can. But it's been quiet the last couple of days. Doesn't seem like there's been as many people on here.
I'm on vacation. And I know out there at work, almost everybody has to have on the radio.
I'm taking mine with me in the morning, flying. We'll see how that goes. And then I'm taking a pair of GMRS radios so we can put one in each truck. And I'll have to rely on the cell phone.
So she was flying out with you?
A buddy of mine is picking a truck up in St. Louis, so we're going to fly up and get his first and then drive it down to pick mine up, and then we'll run back together.
At least you got somebody to, you know, talk to. Makes the trip that much better. I know from in the mornings, you know what I mean? It just the ride is over before you know it.
We'll see how that goes. I'm sure how the GMRS will do in there in the cabs of those trucks, how far they'll make it.
Pretty good for you. I know I used to have a couple of small 11 meters to do that with.
11 meter handheld. I thought about taking it, but it's got an antenna I can throw outside the truck also. But I don't know. I just don't know if I want the hassle of flying with it and all the headaches that comes along with the TSA.
Better off not doing it.
Well, I guess that's probably the main reason I don't like flying that. And I just like my personal space. You have to give up too much, to my opinion. It's just not worth it to me.
Yeah, flying every chance I get.
I enjoy driving. I enjoy the scenery and getting out and seeing the country.
Yeah, both do. And just enjoying the scenery. I know, like, when we go to the Daughters in Kentucky, it's just a beautiful drive, and it's like a five-hour drive. It's over before you know it. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, that's this drive here. I mean, I think even coming back from St. Louis is only around 10 hours. KO4 HKX Friday.
And that, drive safe and that. Watch out for all those idiots out there.
I will do my best, but sometimes they just find you no matter what you do.
You got that right.
Try to do anything for field day tomorrow?
I'll do a little bit, but it starts, I think, at 4 o'clock. That's about the time Susan's getting off. And so we'll just have to see. And she talked about maybe doing something on Sunday, but she'll probably sleep in a little while on Sunday. I might get up early on Sunday and try to do something. I just hadn't decided yet.
Maybe you'll have time to do a little bit anyway. Get you a couple of stations you hadn't worked before.
Do something, even on the frequencies that you're allowed, they should be wide open.
It will. 10 meters has been opening up a little bit lately. I hadn't listened in the last day or two, but it's been opening up in the last week or so.
10 and 6 would be wide open.
I've never heard anybody on 6 meter yet.
Most most of the standard frequencies except for, I think it's 12. I don't think I've made any contacts on 12.
I don't know how much I'll feel up to doing after getting back from that ride.
Mobile rig, you could just talk to all kinds of people on the way back.
The reason I wanted to drive, I was going to take a mobile rig. That way I could do it, but see, now I can't drive. I'm not going to chance that.
Michigan, I'm probably going to take Mama's car, and it don't have no radio in it.
Got a little handheld and a little antenna that just clips over the window. You roll the window down, put it on there, and roll it back up. It actually works pretty good.
We just won't even bother worrying about it.
Wanted to have time, spend time with her anyway, so that's what you need to focus on.
I can't see my son and my daughter-in-law. I hadn't seen them in like 4 years, I think.
Long time. Now, is that the one that lives in Kentucky?
Michigan.
This is a drive. I made that drive several times.
In Kentucky, we see her about three times a year, something like that. Matter of fact, we're probably on the way back from Michigan. I'll pass within about an hour of her house, so we'll swing in there and stop.
What part of Michigan up there does your son live in?
A little suburb of Detroit. I think it's called Canton.
I was going up further than that. We went all the way up to the tip of the UP, right up on the Lake Michigan, right on the edge of it.
When I went up there 4 years ago, we went to, what's the little island right there off the coast? When you get right up there, when you start to get onto the UP, there's a little island. Oh, Mackinac. Yeah, we went there.
I'll say it was Mackinac, because you got the Mackinac Bridge you got to go across to get there.
Every time we stayed there as a motel on that for the night and then drove back, and it was a lot of fun.
Doesn't like to travel like that, so that's why I end up doing a lot of that by myself or with somebody else.
Get back and enjoy the ride, and if you see something, you know, a flea market or someplace of interest in that, we just pull off and stop and, see it. It makes it a lot better.
Yeah, we went to a couple places when Michael was younger, and they don't like to drive during the day. And I just drive at night, and while they're sleeping, I'll motor on down the road and get there. Then I'll take me a nap.
I don't have too much at night anymore. I just get too sleepy to, and once it gets about 10 o'clock, I like to settle down.
It's right before the sun comes up. That's when I start to get sleepy. I'll have to pull over and stop for a little bit and get out and walk around.
When my uncle died, he lived about an hour north of Cincinnati. My sister and I, we drove up there in the morning for the funeral, stayed about 6 hours, and then turned around and drove all the way back same day.
I found a car that I could have rented. That's what I was going to do with this truck. I was going to drive all the way up there and turn around and drive all the way back.
Well, the way rental cars are now, if you can find one, it's going to cost you so much it ain't even funny.
One period at all. Nobody would have anything to do with it.
We're showing them on the news, and they were like $250 a day for a compact.
And a U-Haul truck, if I could have got one of them, I'd have took it reasonable, but they wanted $500 one way, plus all the insurance and everything else. It'd probably been close to $600.
Ridiculous.
See, KO4 HKX Friday.
FW. So what was you doing that your knees started hurting?
Been up walking around a lot today, doing a lot of turning. That kind of messes with my knee.
Well, I broke 40 years ago, and it bothers me every night.
Told me, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, that I needed to have my knee replaced, and I've been putting it off. Was getting better, but every now and then it bugs me. So I'll wear my brace for a little while, and it'll take care of it and get my knees strengthened back up.
Wear it all the time.
I normally wear it, like, when I'm at work, when I'm getting in and out of the truck, up and down the steps. I usually have it on. But here lately, I hadn't been wearing it because I hadn't been doing as much up and down the steps because I'm in the trailer. So it hadn't bothered me till today, and it's not bad today. I just don't want it to get bad, so I just sat down for a little bit and get off of it.
So what are you cooking, Elise, for supper?
I'll be having leftovers tonight.
What's
it? This is my night to cook. We'd be on the grill having steaks. She had that tooth pulled. She hadn't felt like eating anything like that, so she's just been cooking for me and finding her some soup or something like that until she gets feeling where she can wants to eat it. Just whatever's fine with me.
On that one.
My plans for dinner tonight, you going out again?
I know I talked to Susan for a minute before I got on the radio with you and that, and she was watching her tape soap opera and that, and she didn't say anything about dinner, but I got to imagine if we're going to grab something somewhere.
It's hard to cook for just two people anymore.
I mean, last night it was, I just got something at the little deli there at Ingles. I mean, you can get, you know, all the Oriental you want for about $6.50.
It's tough to cook for two people without having a lot of leftovers, and that's generally what happens with us, is we'll have leftovers, and then I end up eating it for a few days and get tired of it.
Try to cook for, like, three so that I got, you know, one leftover plate I can take next day for lunch, and then we're done. And sometimes it works out pretty good.
Back in the tool truck, and this one actually has a microwave in it, which is one of the things I'd wish I'd have done to mine. I'll probably be taking my lunch a little more instead of eating a cold sandwich.
So it really is like a camper.
4HKX. It's just missing the bathroom and the kitchen sink. Fair enough, you can clear a shelf. You'll have to get out. I'm going to take the week of the 4th of July off, and that's when I'll start stocking that everything up. I'm going to leave the trailer at home next week and just run an excursion. That way I can get done early. And because it takes time to get this stuff put in there the way you want it.
Well, you don't want to rush it and mess it up.
4HKX Friday. Well, if I do that, then I can take my time and get it set up and not have to change anything. Maybe it'll work for a while instead of having to throw it in and move it around and change it so much.
Of course, we go up for a couple of days there, you know what I mean? I think that about the second or third week in July.
Give me just a second, Ken. You double with Dave. I missed where you were going up to in July there, Ken.
How did the guy go?
Just gonna see if you, from what you were saying, sounded like you got your truck.
I out in the morning to pick it up and drive it home.
Okay.
Into St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri. All right. Or Missouri. See, how did Willard Scott used to say it? Missouri, something like that. I can't say it like he did. Well, that's great. I tell you what, I'm glad for you.
It's definitely been a trying couple of months. Let's put it that way.
It has. And sure, you'll be glad when things get back to normal. And anyway, y'all continue on. I was curious. KB4CBA.
care. Thanks for asking. Appreciate the concern. You go have fun playing tennis. I'm sure that's where you're heading. Either that or you're coming back, one or the other. KO4H kicks, and I'll be here for a walk in.
KO4TFW, good to hear you again, Dave, and that was enjoying listening to your horsepower.
So I hadn't wound it up yet. I'm waiting for it to warm up just a little bit. I started it up cold. I don't like to get down on it too much until it's a little more better warmed up. But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, I'm actually not playing tennis. I'm going to meet my youngest daughter and her husband and my grandsons for supper at City Range.
Marco's Pizza.
If it was just me, it'd be Marco's, but she called and she said she had a coupon or something, a card, I think maybe, for City Range, and I'm not going to let her use it. I'll pick up the tab, but anyway, I'll let them think they're paying for it or, you know, going to contribute to it, but I'll pick up the tab for them.
Flaunting all that horsepower.
I'm out there acting like a teenager.
Tell you what, I just looked down. I'm going to be walking here in 10 miles.
All that horsepower.
To fill up, did you?
I guess I did. I've got 10 miles to empty, it says, so I guess I better stop and get some go juice.
You know, the fuel gauge works. It's close to accurate because if you're just that close and hadn't run out yet, it's doing pretty good.
So my wife, you know, they always put a little fudge factor in there, so, you know, you can squeeze a few more miles out of it.
The fudge factor is the other way.
Okay, you guys, so I say 73. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend and a good field day. And Patrick, you be careful driving up there to get that car. And you guys have a good one. KN4TFW, I'll be clear on your final.
I got it to the house, and when you turn the switch on, the fuel pump runs for 2 seconds. If the engine doesn't start, it cuts off, and you couldn't hear it buzzing. And so I got my daughter I crawled up under the car, jacked it up, crawled up under it, and I said, all right, when I get up under there, I'll say, okay, and you turn the key on. And she did, and I bumped the tank, and I was doggone the thing. The pump started running, and so I got her to start the car, and that's the way I drove it. I drove it to the shop. I was working at John Finger then, and this was a weekend. I drove it to the shop and put a new fuel pump in, and I couldn't get the old fuel sock on it, and that has a what they call a sock. It's just another filter that's in the tank that attaches to the bottom of the fuel pump, and it just helps filter out any undesirables. And so then it would run out of gas before it got to empty.
You had to watch how you were setting those float levels. And Ken, have a good day. 732, if you're still listening. KO4HKX. But yeah, that's something we always had to adjust when we were doing fuel pumps and sending units in them.
We had this lady come in, and she had a new fuel pump put in, and her gauge would only go up to half full, even when the tank was full. And so naturally, I had to work on it with a full tank, And come to find out, all I needed to do was disconnect the battery and to reset it. And once I did that, it it reset the fuel gauge, but the gauge would not respond, go over half a tank. You know, I worked it manually, and up the float, I worked it manually, and it still wouldn't go up higher than half a tank. And disconnected the battery and hooked it back up, and that fixed the problem.
Amazing. Any more of the problems you can fix with just resetting things and adjusting calibrations on stuff anymore? Everything's so computer controlled with a car anymore. It's just amazing how much it is. System that way you reset, because the PCM learns the battery cycle and it will overcharge it if you don't reset it. I mean, it's a process now just to do anything simple, and so I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm like you, I quit working on them about 6 years ago now, and I don't miss it. The stress level just ain't worth it anymore.
Blocking the lane on right here at the mall, and he's he wants to turn left, and he's in a lane that goes straight, so he's blocking that whole lane, and of course there's a left turn lane. He didn't get in that. He missed that part, so. He has a few unhappy people behind him.
They're letting him know about it, too, in a nice kind of way.
Yeah, I hope they'll go easy on him. Maybe he's from out of town. I didn't even look at the tag. Well, it looks like I'm going to make it to City Range with 7 miles to go, so... Oh, me. I'm sitting at the light right before City Range at Haywood, and this is Woods Crossing. Oh, let's see. Well, if you turn left, it's Woods Crossing. If you turn right, it's Woods Lake Road. So take your pick.
Hopefully the car will run when you get out, and you can make it to a gas station. If not, at least the family there that could take you to get some.
Yeah, I can just let it roll down the hill. There's a gas station at the bottom of the hill there. And if I can get it out of the parking lot, I can I can let it roll down the hill. Oh, me. Well, don't want to be late for supper. But anyway, I'll jump out of here and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA, clear after yours.
73's, Dave. Like I said, have a good dinner with your family. Enjoy the time. And be careful coming home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.